In the gospel reading today, we are told exactly what the struggle was that the people were having. Number one, why everyone was so excited about our Lord. That is, remember, as we celebrated yesterday with his triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And so the people were very excited because he had raised Lazarus from the dead. Bethany is on the opposite side of the Mount of Olives from where Jerusalem is. And that's the route that Jesus was taking as he came into Jerusalem, down the Mount of Olives. So all of those people in that area, Bethany and Bethphage and so on, they all would have known about what happened with Lazarus. That's why they were lining the streets. That's why they were so excited about what was happening with Jesus. At the same time, we're told that the chief priests were also plotting to kill Lazarus because people were believing in Jesus because of him. And so we see this issue that's going on, and we wonder, how is it possible that people could turn so quickly? But we see the politics that are involved. So people recognize that what Jesus did for Lazarus was obviously extraordinary. But at the same time, you had the people who didn't like Jesus, and they didn't care how extraordinary things were. All they cared about was themselves. They cared about their positions. They cared about the Romans. They cared about what people were going to think. They cared. It was all the political garbage and all the selfishness. So the people who had charity, they saw what happened with Lazarus, and they wanted to celebrate that. The people who were selfish saw what happened to Lazarus, and it made them even more angry. It made them more selfish. It made them want to kill our Lord and to kill Lazarus too. So it's a great lesson then for all of us, not only to see how fickle human nature can be, but to look at our own selves and to be able to say, to ask ourselves, with the good that we see around us, do we rejoice in that? Sometimes we're jealous because it was that person who did it and not me, or people are giving credit to that person or liking that person or glorifying that person, but they're not doing it for me. That's our pride that gets in the way if that's what's happening. If we're looking at it and being angry because somebody else is being honored, that's our envy. So these are human problems. These are so easy to fall into when we're looking at ourselves rather than at the Lord. If Jesus is going to use Joe Schmo to work a miracle, we should be praising God because he used Joe Schmo, rather than being upset because it wasn't me, it was Joe Schmo. How come he got it and not me? How about just praising God for what he's doing? Who cares who did it? Because it was the Lord who did it. But it doesn't even have to be miracles. It can be any of the good that we see. God gives his gifts to whom he will, as he wills. You have the gifts that God has given to you. And the people around you have the gifts that God has given to them. In our humanness, we keep falling into a trap. We want to look at everybody else instead of looking at the Lord and what he's doing in my own life. Don't worry about what he's doing with everybody else. We just have to be faithful to what he's asking of us. Otherwise, we fall into the same problem. We find ourselves maybe being happy and excited about the fact that this good happened, and then, like the high priest, we get angry because it wasn't me, because I'm not the one getting all the glory. We're not supposed to be the one getting the glory anyway. Remember, Jesus said, "Let your light shine so brightly that when people see your good works, they will give glory to your Father in heaven." Not to you, to God. So we shouldn't be looking for the glory anyway. So we just need to learn to praise the Lord, to keep our focus on Him. But again, just to see in just this one little passage, just this lesson on human nature, how pathetic and fickle we really are. We don't like to think that way, but it's the reality. And the only way we're going to overcome that is to keep our focus where it belongs, and that's on the Lord. Obviously, on one hand, we can look at it and say, well, if human nature wasn't so fickle, He wouldn't have been crucified and we wouldn't be saved. True enough, He used the sinfulness and the fickleness of our human nature to bring about the greatest good. God always brings good out of evil. But that's not an excuse for saying, well, then it's okay for me to be fickle, because He can bring good out of my evil too. He will. He'll make the people around you saints because of your fickleness. That's not the point, however. The point is that you and I are supposed to be becoming saints by overcoming our fickleness, and maybe even helping other people to become saints by actually doing what's good and right and not being ridiculous and making people become saints just because they have to put up with us. So we have to do this in the right way. And the only way is to keep our focus on the Lord and to give Him all the credit.